I love giving my grandchildren and my children gifts on my birthday. I've got a birthday coming up, and that's what I like to do because I've only got one chance to show them what the Father's like, and I want to use that well. So whether it's the poor or not, it says that He will pay back, and what He pays back is 30, 60, and 100-fold return. His interest rates are extreme. Hello once again. Thanks for joining us in this quest for wisdom. I pray that that infectious quest for wisdom would touch everybody in your life. And let's do this together. All right. Chapter 19 is where we are this week. And we'll start with verse 2. It's not good for a soul to be without knowledge. He sins who hastens with his feet. It's not good for a soul to be without knowledge. I love the emphasis on knowledge, on understanding and wisdom throughout the book of Proverbs. It's this quest for learning. And if you think about it, that's really what a disciple is. A disciple means learner. In fact, I remember years ago, Winky Pratney, a great, great friend and Bible teacher from New Zealand, I remember him saying, once you stop learning, you stop being a disciple. And so the challenge throughout Scripture is that we are continuously like children who have this thirst and this hunger to learn, this quest for adventure. And that's really the invitation here. And it says, he who hastens, who lives without knowledge, without insight, without conviction, acts presumptuously and makes foolish mistakes. All right, let's move down to verse 11. It's kind of a, maybe open a can of worms here, but I think it's an important one. Verse 11 says, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, And his glory is to overlook a transgression. His glory is to overlook a transgression. You know, the best way to do life is to live unoffended. You can't escape circumstances and situations that are offensive in nature. You have to go to heaven to get away from that. So when it says, it's the glory to overlook a transgression, it means that I've just decided I'm going to live an unoffendable life. I'm choosing to give up my right to be offended. And I've had it happen in recent years, where a situation maybe would come up that I remember that happened in high school, or maybe as a new pastor in Weaverville, or whatever, just situations that happen to all of us in life where there's disappointment, there's rejection, there's painful experiences. And as those things come to mind, the pain comes back. You can feel the disgust or the shame or the whatever it might be, the I wish that never would have happened, or those people need to learn, or whatever it might be. And as you process, you're going, oh, wait a minute, I've made a decision to live unoffendable. So I give up my right to be offended. I give up my right to use this as evidence against that person. So here it is. It's glory. Wow. It's glory to overlook a transgression. It's glory. God designed you. He designed me to live in the reality of the glory of God. Move on over to verse 17. This is a real special verse for me. It says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. He will pay back what he has given. There's reason to believe that a large part of the abundance that God wants to bring into the life of every believer is to equip us to administer justice and freedom to people through our kindness, through our serving, through our gifts. It's important for us to recognize, I don't ever want to walk past a crisis, a need, unaffected. Sometimes I'm able to do something. Sometimes I actually try. I don't live with a lot of cash except for this. I try to have cash with me. In fact, I've taken times in my car where, you know, you drive by somebody at the stoplight and there's somebody here, a Vietnam vet that is, you know, homeless and whatever. These things just mess me up. And I tried, I'll have a stack of bills and I'll put it in the console of my car and have it there for those moments. I try to plan ahead for coming here on a given Sunday where a child has a birthday or there's a homeless person that is asking for help out in, you know, in the lobby of the church or whatever it might be. I try to plan ahead so that I actually can do something for that situation. It's just the smart thing to do. It proves you're alive. It's, I know that this $20 bill or, you know, whatever it might be, I know this isn't going to fix the problem. But I also know it's going to testify of the kindness of God towards a person. And sometimes, you know, we try to go way above what would be normally even expected in a given situation. Why? It testifies of him. It's what he's like. I've got a birthday coming up, and this perhaps isn't a really good example because this is the poor, and my kids and grandkids aren't poor, but I love giving my grandchildren and my children gifts on my birthday. I've got a birthday coming up, and that's what I like to do. I plan ahead a long time and what I'm going to do to honor them. Why? Because I've only got one chance to show them what the Father's like. And I'm going to, I want to use that well. So whether it's the poor or not, it says that he will pay back. And when he pays back, it's 30, 60, and 100-fold return. His interest rates are extreme. And when he returns to you what you've done for the poor, it's so significant. It's so significant. We delight in the privilege of humbling ourselves. You can't fix a problem by throwing money at it. You also can't fix it without throwing money. And so we've got to live with this sense of intentionality in caring for the poor. All right, let's move on down. Let's see, we've got two more verses I want to read. The fear of the Lord, verse 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. He who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. That's interesting. You say, well, I fear the Lord and I've had all kinds of horrible things. Return to what he says and meditate on that and learn to declare it over every single part of life. He who fears the Lord, it leads to life. The fear of God leads to life. Embrace that as deeply as you know how. The fear of the Lord, he who has it will abide satisfied, thrilled, and it'll never take you into evil. And that is absolutely true. The fear of the Lord and the satisfaction that comes from having the priorities right of living in the fear of God, it will never take you into evil. And here we'll do one more verse, and it's verse 27. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from words of knowledge. Cease listening, my son, to instruction. If you stop being a learner, you will stray from what you've already learned. That's what it's saying. Cease listening to instruction, my son. You will stray from the words of knowledge. What are the words of knowledge? It's what you've already learned. If you stop being a learner, you will stray from what you've already learned. It's a scary place to end, but it's a good one. A good one. It's where we stay humble, childlike in this adventure of learning before the Lord. And it helps us to stay current in our obedience before the Lord. Because you and I are here for the same reason. We just want to honor God with all that we are and all that we do. So I pray that for you. I pray that this week would be a time of the adventure of learning would impact every single part of our life. Amen. I bless you.